Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. Chris Goings is the president and founder of Black Trans Men of Ohio, a nonprofit that works to improve the lives of Black trans men and non-binary individuals assigned female at birth. When Chris started his transition, he noticed that there was a lack of visibility and representation of Black trans men.
Back in 2020, when I was beginning my journey transitioning, I didn't see anybody that looked like me. There's only one other guy that I knew that was a Black trans man, and he was working the front desk of the center where I was going to a support group. And he and I teamed up with another local organization called Mosaic here in Columbus and started a support group for Black trans men in Ohio. A lot of the guys didn't know each other. A lot of them didn't know about the resources in their areas to get the things that they needed. And I basically was like, if I can create an organization for us to help us become better and to thrive and to find the stuff that we need, then I'm going to do that.
Black Trans Men of Ohio started out as a support group, but grew into an organization providing not only community support and connecting people with resources, but also actively advocating for LGBTQ+ rights.
I've actually went down to Washington, D.C. and lobbied at our local politicians and actually talked to them and asked them to have their other colleagues back bills to protect trans individuals, LGBTQ in general.
The American Civil Liberties Union reports that as of March 2025, there are 511 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in the United States. This marks a significant increase compared to previous years. Here in the state of Ohio, Goings is also organizing by talking with different employers to prevent workplace discrimination.
We work with a lot of organizations like Equality Ohio to be able to help our brothers who do undergo discrimination have somebody to turn to help fight for them, right? We're also out here finding organizations that are true to their diversity in the DEI, right? That actually means what they say and is going to hire us and protect us while we're there.
He also has spoken with the chief of police in Columbus, Ohio, and the FBI about employment opportunities for trans folks and ways to make trans and non-binary people feel comfortable during interactions with law enforcement. At the same time, the nonprofit is working to find medical specialists who are knowledgeable and familiar with Black trans bodies and offer services like reproductive health care and top surgery, which is a gender-affirming surgery that involves chest reconstruction. Goings notes that for many trans men and non-binary people, going to the OBGYN can be uncomfortable or a triggering experience, and navigating it as a trans or non-binary person can bring up dysphoria or the fear of being misgendered.
We're trying to build partnerships with healthcare providers. We're trying to find ones that are very familiar with our Black bodies, because our bodies are not like everybody else's, right? So finding those who can recognize and understand how our bodies work, from when it comes to just from our top surgeries to those who carry children, right? Just haven't been able to have that comfort level to even go to the OBGYN and have the pap smear.
While Black Trans Men of Ohio pushes for change in legislation, Goings says that support and grace in interpersonal relationships can be just as important.
Let them know that you still love them no matter what. Who they are. You love them for themselves, right? Show them that love. And then also, at the same time, give grace. Respect their names. Respect their pronouns. On the reverse end, too, I wanted to tell that trans individual, too, give your family grace as well. They're used to you being one way. And so they're not going to get it immediately, right? So the biggest thing is to give each other grace.
To learn more about Black Trans Men of Ohio, visit btmohio.org. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.